Hi, I'm Laura Meneses, and I'm so glad you've joined us for today's weekday meditation with my pastor, Chuck Allen. Over the next few minutes, Pastor Chuck will walk you through a few brief thoughts on Scripture and lead you in a time of quietude, solitude, and meditative prayer. So, settle in and join my friend, Pastor Chuck Allen.
Hey, everybody, and thanks for joining me on today's weekday meditation. I'm recording today, and the only people in the studio are me, Ethan, and my dog, Kirby. He's looking at me right now, and I think the message he wants to give you is, it's going to be a great day. So today, let's talk about John chapter 3. In verse 3, it says, I tell you the truth, unless you're born again, you cannot see the kingdom of God. In verse 5, Jesus says, I assure you, no one can enter the kingdom of God without being born of water and the Spirit. Humans can reproduce only human life, but the Holy Spirit gives birth to spiritual life. So don't be surprised when I say, you must be born again. The wind blows wherever it wants, just as you can hear the wind but can't tell where it comes from or where it is going, so you can't explain how people are born of the Spirit. Oh, listen, my friend, I love the fact that I am born again, don't you? Right now, let's tell the Lord how grateful we are. God, I'm so grateful that I had a time in my life where I was led by a man by the name of Bill Glass, where I could say, Lord, I want to be born again. I want you to come live in my life and take charge. I want you to be my Lord, my King, and my Savior. And you know, when I asked the Lord to do that, he was exactly like the Word said. He heard me and he answered me. And as a result, I get to live in the kingdom of God, even now here in Sugar Hill, Georgia. Are you living in the kingdom of God? Because, friend, it's such a beautiful place. It comes with all kinds of things like beauty and joy and peace and contentment. And I invite you today, let's thank the Lord for the kingdom. God, we are grateful that Jesus ushered into this world your kingdom. And that through our lives being significantly changed, through being born again, that we can live in and enjoy the beauty of your kingdom. Lord, today we want to hear from you about how you want us to live kingdom lives, how you want us to serve in kingdom work, and how you want us to love and obey you without any question. So, my friend, let's take a moment. Let's separate the busyness and hectic pace of this world. With our breath, let's take two deep breaths, we'll draw it in, and then while it's inside of you, that life-giving oxygen, send it to the part of your body that may hurt, or maybe it's your broken heart, maybe it's an ego, whatever that is, send that life-giving oxygen like it were a dose of medicine to wherever in your body, and then blow out all the anxiety and all of the pressure and strain that comes with this world. So let's breathe. You ready? Hold it. Send it, and this time let's breathe in through our nose, and we're going to do the same thing. Hold that and send it. Let's go. Hold it and send it, and now, my friend, let me mind the time while you have a few moments to just be alone and quiet and hear and know and feel from the Lord how you are to walk in His kingdom. I'll be back in just a couple moments. Thank you. Well, the scripture does go on and say in verse 7, so don't be surprised when I say you must be born again. You know, Jesus is extraordinarily open to anybody. They are prayer away from joining his kingdom. But aren't you so glad you're there? And because of that, don't you see that there's room for anybody and everybody? So today, walk in the beauty of the kingdom of God so that others may want to follow you and in love come to be born again. God bless you. Thanks for joining me on another weekday meditation.
Thanks, Pastor Chuck. I trust that you've been encouraged in your time of meditation today. You can subscribe to the weekday meditation in iTunes or your favorite podcast platform. And I also hope you'll listen to today's weekday podcast. Just 5 minutes a day and 5 days a week, the weekday podcast is a cup of encouragement straight from Scripture. Pastor Chuck will be back with another weekday meditation tomorrow. Thanks again, and go in peace.